Tchaikovsky wrote his violin concerto in 1878, but his friends and family were critical, and he didn't find a violinist to premiere for over 3 years. Yet, as WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, today the concerto is one of the most frequently performed in the entire repertoire.
That's violinist Gil Shaham.
You know, and you still want it to resolve to A major. And
he's talking about the suspense in the first movement of Tchaikovsky's violin concerto.
And then finally, we achieve A major, and the orchestra plays the tune. Dum, da, da, da.
Shaham has loved this music since he was a child.
I had a recording with the Philadelphia Orchestra with Isaac Stern playing the solo part, and I used to listen to that part over and over.
Shaham says Tchaikovsky, whose mastery of music was encyclopedic, referenced and built on other composers, from Mozart to Beethoven, to his contemporary Wieniawski.
Wieniawski's second concerto was very popular. You know, that might be somehow mentioned in... He was clearly a composer who studied many violin concertos, and he was so fluent with them.
But back in 1878, violinist Leopold Auer, to whom Tchaikovsky first dedicated it, judged it unplayable. When Adolf Brodsky premiered it in 1881, a prominent critic panned it as music that, quote, stinks to the ear. Why the rocky reception?
I think for Tchaikovsky, the expression and the emotion of the music was just on a different level of anything written before. He really felt that music can take you to all extremes of emotion. He was out there to push the limits.
The concerto soon not only survived, but thrived, eventually championed by Auer himself, as well as Yasha Heifetz, Efren Zimbalist, and today's virtuosos, including Gil Shaham.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.